Blog Talk Radio.
Well, yeah, man.
You tripping. I'm down here, Bar 41, man. It's $2 Tuesday. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I got some people standing around or whatever. They want to hear the actual show without them calling in.
Okay, no problem.
So when I met speaker on this phone, I want you to be able to know. I want you to be able to tell me, can you hear everybody?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Nikki.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me good and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Let's continue.
Okay. Well, you know what tonight's show is about. What are the pros and cons of dating an older man or younger woman? Okay, ladies, do you have a sugar daddy? If so, is the sex good? Men, do you have a cougar? And if so, can she put it down? So we do have. So we have several topics, and you know I have several articles about this too.
I know you do.
So, you do. You know I do. So check it out. Check it out, man. Have you ever been with an older woman before?
Well, you know how old I am, so that's kind of hard to accomplish at the moment. But I at one day in time, I was with older women, and I mean it's not too much of a difference. It's just according to the woman.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, and I'll talk about it throughout the show, but with an older man. But go ahead.
My thing is the benefits with being with a cougar is different than the benefits of being with a younger woman. Like the benefits of being with a cougar, she is more stable. And she has access to a lot of more things than being with a younger woman. And that defines the sex category, because sometimes cougars can't really endure what a young backbone can do. I'm still young, though. I don't know what you're talking about. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm getting at.
Right. I do. Well, I actually have an article, and the article is states 10 pros and cons of dating an older or younger man or woman, in your case. And this comes from EliteDaily.com. I don't know. I really can't. I mean, I can think of some advantages of being with the older man. Usually, for a woman, being with the older man, and I think the same, you can agree too, there, when you're dating someone older, they're usually established already. You know, that's don't you think so? Yeah, I think they're already established, but that's not really a part of the article. That was just kind of something that I was throwing out there. But yeah, they're usually financially stable, and you know, and sometimes not all the time.
Money make the sex good.
You think?
Because you like because if you let's say in my younger days when I was like 23, 24, and I met an older woman, and she offers me things, money in the monetary way, and I'm gonna have to try to put it down because I don't want her to start giving me that money. So you know, okay. money can make it's temper ritual in that because she's getting the enjoyment out of it because she know you're gonna put it down. That's why the cougar offers the money, or the cars or the well being. But you know, here's some cougars that. Cougar old men too.
Right, which are sugar daddies. Right, the sugar daddy.
Of course. Yeah. I don't know what sugar daddy is. am I at sugar daddy level right now?
I believe you at sugar daddy level. Let me tell you why.
Tell me about it.
You know what? Because I'm glad.
Yeah.
We chose this topic because I kind of saw you looking like a sugar daddy the other day on the pier. But the old male that I grew up with, I never would see his ass on no picnic with baskets and with those.
Listen, that ain't got nothing to do with being a sugar daddy. That is called a full circle. That's called making a full circle. Cause I didn't want anything out of that situation or whatever because I wasn't looking for anything out of that. It's just a nice companionship, cool friendship.
And it was beautiful.
And it caused a lot of friction on Facebook, but you know,
why?
You know, people love drama. You know, they just like this.
So you know what? What's that word that you guys been using? You, Rainy, y'all been saying this. What's that word?
Teddy gang.
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm curious to know about that too.
Teddy means. Telling people what they want to say, but they scared to say it. But you know, we got the petty game so official. We're gonna say it. Then we're gonna hashtag it petty game. Like if I go on a date with you and then you know I smell your coochie or whatever, I'm gonna tell everybody in the world that your coochie stink. Petty game.
What? Okay. So petty game is basically like just keeping it up front.
Yeah, being real, raw, uncut. Yeah, you can be raw, uncut. And I know you know something petty. Yeah, most women got something. They got a petty closet. They can open their closet and they got like a closet full of petty shit that they do.
Okay.
Like inbox another man, another woman's man and. Tell him that this is such and such going on when she didn't even really have a reason to even do that. That's just being petty.
Okay, eventually, it'll come to the light. Petty game. Okay.
Yeah, you want to be in a petty game? You ain't petty enough.
I ain't petty enough because I think I'm going to start. I was going to start using it too, but I was just trying to be. I need to get a clear definition of what it is. So now I'm about to start throwing it out there. Because I like it. Well,
you like it.
I do. I like it. Because I've been hitting, laughing at it. Y'all been doing it now for a couple of days now. It's been really funny.
That's right.
So,
it's funny, man.
Well, anyway,
it is.
It is. Because when y'all throw it out there, you know, I got to find out what that means. Okay, well.
If you click on the hashtag, though, you got to click on the petty game hashtag. And then you'll see all the petty game posts. Yeah, you'll see all the posts about being petty.
Okay.
And that'll let you know how far petty you can go.
And I do want to reiterate, please press 1 because I do see we have a lot of people on. If you would like to talk with us on this topic, you feel free to join us. So just press 1.
Yeah.
And Mel and myself I think y'all be scared. I think y'all be scared because you say, not me, but maybe my boy might go in. But anyway, don't be, because as you know, Mel and I, you know, we full of games and we like to have a good time. We ain't on that,
right.
You know, he ain't on that petty. What is this, the petty game or whatever. But we definitely want you guys to press 1 because I do see we have a lot of people out there tonight. And we definitely
I think they want to say their little piece, man, because I always get people, they inbox me later on or they tweet me later on. They'd be like, man, I wanted to come on there and say something, but I just couldn't say it, you know. But, you know, go ahead and say it. It's radio, so it's okay what you're saying. We don't even know who you are. We ain't really worried about who you is anyway.
Yeah, we're definitely not worried about who you are, and that's why I made this show an option tonight. I said, you know what, we just going to talk to our callers, and I see people still coming on in, so please feel free. Feel free to hit 1. Now, if we have too many, I will be honest, sometimes we can't see them. We can't see you guys when you press 1. You know, so that's why we encourage you guys, go ahead and call in, start calling at 9:00 so we can see you guys, so we can go ahead and see you guys and get you guys in there. Okay, so anyway, we want to get back to the topic. For those of you who missed the beginning of the show, the topic is about what are the pros and cons of dating an older man or woman. Okay, and out the question to the ladies, do you have a sugar daddy? And if so, is the sex good? Men, do you have a cougar? And if so, can she put it down as well? Okay, so we're going to go through some of the pros, and of course Mel and I are going to reiterate on some of these pros. The first one is he has more experience in life. Okay, whether it's in his career, his knowledge acquired over time, relationships, or even in the bedroom.
Listen. What you saying about, like, is that pertaining to a sugar daddy?
This is the pros and cons for a man or woman. You know, these are the pros for dating someone older. Yeah, these are the pros and cons for both. But by me being a woman, you know, I'm focusing on the male perspective, and then you know, of course, female. So I'm just looking at, you know, so I'm just saying his because of me, but I'll say they because of their career, knowledge, and acquired over time, relationships, even in the bedroom. These individuals, they know what they're doing and know what he or she wants. They're confident and can teach you a thing or two with his or her advice.
Okay, on that, I'm saying, like, if you a sugar daddy, she shouldn't worry about, like, anything you have going on because you are about to pay for her company. And only thing she really needs to know about you is how long she going to be around. And, you know, as far as sexually goes, you know, the more experience, the better the sex, regardless. You know,
right.
if you don't have any experience in sex, it's okay to teach somebody that you care about after so long or whatever, especially if you want to be with them. I would never just not want to be with somebody because the sex isn't good, or if they've never had sex, it would be more as I would want them to learn, and I would want them not to be afraid to even, you know, talk to me about it.
Right.
Now, if I'm not being a sugar daddy and not looking for a relationship or anything like that, no, I don't want to deal with you if it ain't gonna, like, go in that direction. So, you know, it ain't no need for me to even try to give you, like, pay you, give you no money, like, do anything for you, because what am I paying you for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I giving you?
I do have another article here from honestly, my articles I usually read where they come from, so you guys can go back and look at it.
You hear it?
From a sugar daddy, basically what one sugar daddy say is that woman do things in bed that an older woman won't do. Like sometimes, you know, that she'll put on lingerie. But, you know, when a woman's older, I mean, they pretty much set in their ways. They don't want to put on no lingerie. You know, they just want to.
Now, and then most time when they old, their body look like like raisins. Or like a tootsie roll. It's a bad body, old women, man. Like, you know, men ain't get a pass. So, you know what I'm saying? Men ain't get a pass. Like,
how
being
that,
old,
that,
you know what I'm saying?
I disagree. Go ahead.
Yeah, what you mean? Men, do we get a pass because, you know, women don't really, you know, like, fatter than thigh right now for men. To me, from what I see, like, over the internet, I see a lot of beautiful women love fat men. And, you know, the skinny men, the dude that work out, most of the time the dude that be worked out and be all buff and stuff and taking out a lot of pictures and selfies in the bathroom, he really like gay.
I was just about
you
to say that.
Saying, to me? So, you know, that's why I'm trying to get fat, because I'm, like, far from that.
that's why
you're trying
to get fat.
Nah, I'm really getting fat because I'm really chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a good place in my life right now where I ain't really got nothing to do but get fat. Most entrepreneurs are fat.
Okay. Oh, we're doing it. Okay.
You don't think so?
I mean, so, yeah.
Unless they got a personal trainer and then they work out and then they gay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got my standards. I'm going to say what I want to say or whatever. I don't have a six pack. I got a playground. I got a fat stomach. And it's okay.
Hey, right.
Gucci Man had Keisha Kai on. And she was crazy about him. And she couldn't get none of these muscle-bound, building, gripping dudes to... She wouldn't even look their way. She was with Gucci Man, and Gucci Man got an ice cream tattooed on his face.
Well, I mean, you know what? I look at NeNe Leakes and Greg Leakes. I mean, and I know for a fact, Greg got some years on NeNe. So, I mean, and NeNe said he puts it down. She said he puts it down. So, I mean.
Yeah, I guess. I put it down, too.
I
know all the positions. I know all the moves.
So
I know everything. What?
So, okay, so let me ask you a question, because since you said that,
okay.
Say you know all the moves. Okay, so have you put those moves, and be honest with me, on a younger one?
Right.
And I don't mean younger, like, because, you know, we talking,
have
sugar daddy cougar. Yeah.
On a younger woman?
Right.
You got to think about it. I'm 38, so I've had...
You almost sugar daddy. Go ahead.
So exactly. And so if...
Go ahead.
If I'm 30 years old, so of course I've had sex with a younger woman.
But how young?
I would say 26, 27, somewhere right around.
Oh, okay. That's about 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, about 10 years. Well, you got to feel me. But I'm just saying, like, it's something that she would probably never get from the young dude because these young dudes, they really don't care about pleasing no woman. They really don't, they just want to satisfy themselves. They have to go talk about the woman and say they're home or they smashed or all this and that.
That's
I'm the total opposite. You know, I'm so secretive with my life. You know, so sometimes some things get out, but most people lie anyway. But if you're dealing with somebody, you know, it's best to be just, like, to yourself with it. Now, she's
right.
Able to go tell her homegirl and be like, girl, he got a big old dick. You know, shit. But, you know, I refrain from, like, you know, I didn't say nothing. I didn't tell. You know, I ain't finna never tell. Because, you know,
right.
once everything get out, everybody going to be looking at you like, oh, he talk too much and he sudden and do all this. I ain't that type of person. I'm one of the few left that keep their business to themselves, and that's where I am. That's just what it is.
I see. Okay, well. But at the end of the day,
I pain my man though. It's good.
Okay, well, the next one is he's financially secure. He or she is financially secure. They may be older, but they've already learned a lesson or two about making money, saving money and balancing his or her checkbook. They care about his or her future and even retirement. Okay, the next one is they are emotionally stable. The older the person is, the calmer they are.
No, lie. The older, like, well, I don't know from a male's point of view, looking at females that are older, the older females are way more emotional than a younger woman, because most of these younger women, they've been exposed to so much anger and violence and internet and all of this. They don't really know how to take having doors open for them or.
Right,
picnic.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Picnic or anything like that to the sort. So when you meet an older woman, you take her out, and she if she's been a cougar, like, for a little while or whatever, and she's been dealing with younger guys or whatever, because the older men she deal with, she feel like they went shit in school, so they ain't going to be shit now. And half of them ain't got nowhere to stay, or, you know, they want to just try to shack up with you and all that type of deal.
That's true.
That's mostly what the cougar women go through, so they resort. They revert that to the younger dude that really, you know, he cool and all, but, you know, he really ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he really did. You know, he got hard dick and bubble gum. So, at the end of the day, I'm being for real, you know, at the end of the day, she content with that because that's what she wants. Because she has a job and the career and everything going for herself. She wants to do a file through, but when time passes, she gets addicted to this young man. This
True.
Young man don't want to do this. So she started doing stuff for the young man to make him stay, to make him want to stay. So once she tapped into her savings, once he figured out that she got some money, he started tapping into her bank account and all that. She started tapping into her savings. Then, you know, it gets to a point where she can't keep him no more. That's when she get emotionally unstable, and then that's when the crazy come out.
Right.
On the other hand, with a male, you dating a younger woman, and you fucking her, and I don't think she worried about, like, you better not be fucking nobody like you fucking me, because you were so sexually experienced at your age that the younger guy that she's had sex with, she's not used to that. So, you know, you're doing all type of shit to her that these little young boys ain't really doing. So she more on that. She ain't really worrying about nothing. I don't think she's worrying about, is you fucking with somebody else? I want you all, mine, you me. When you see,
right.
when you, because most of the time, like, let's say you scroll down Facebook, they might have never post a picture of their man, Chris Monday, or whatever, but they already be like, when you see him, just know that's they. You know, they do shit like that. Because they will fight you.
Right.
They argue every day on Facebook about men. They argue every day on Facebook about men. I guarantee you, half of the men they arguing about. These niggas old. These niggas ain't these little young niggas. If it's a little young nigga that you fucking with, it's a popular ass nigga.
Just know he bae.
Just know that's bae. That's right.
I need me a bae. Who I need me a bae?
Yeah, you need, see, exactly. Look, you, now you need you a bae.
I need me a bae.
So, you know,
that's
exactly what it is.
I was watching Catfish the other night. Did you? Oh, the girl
right.
That girl was so ugly. And the dude finally saw how who she was, and she was like, "Oh, so you ain't bae no more." He was like, "No." So
he wasn't bae no more, was he?
But this thing was so funny because she was like, "You ready for them 20 minutes?" And see, I didn't know what the 20 minutes mean. And for some of you guys who watched that episode of Catfish, you know what I'm talking about. So the guy, he was telling them, well, the 20 minutes was she was going to blow him off because they betted on a game.
I saw that. He
right,
was like, nah, I don't want none of that.
Yeah,
if he wouldn't have been on TV, he would have went and got that head.
He'd have got it. You think he would?
He would have got it.
Well,
I don't got it, man.
Peter got it, not Bay. So you ain't Bay.
But she
no
was rough
yet.
Though. She was rough.
She was rough.
She
was hard. She
was like
she
a
was
giant,
hard.
And then you know, she had that thot ponytail too.
She did have a thot tail. She damn sure did. Oh, she looked
a
horrible.
Ponytail.
Yes, it was horrible. Yes.
Yeah, it was rough.
Okay.
I'm surprised she had no Ugg boots on.
I know, right? And then her friend, oh my God.
You know what's fucked up about that? She would rather have the friend than her.
But she was thought it out too. Yeah, the friend would thought it out, but was saying because she was light skinned.
We ain't gonna get on this light skin, dark skin, everything going on. I like brown skin women, but I'm not discriminating against. Like, I just never really even. I've dated light skinned women, and crazy as a problem. But light skinned women are just like outlandishly crazy. They can have men and still be crazy on you. Like, why is you crazy on
right.
me when you got a man? You can't be going
That's
crazy
true.
On me.
That's true.
I need you to find those facts, and then we'll have a show about it. But I do want us to go back again. This is to our callers. We will go back, since I know last week was Cinco de Mayo. We will go back and do that internet. We will find in love on the internet, because just like Mel and I, we just finished discussing that catfish. It's a lot more to this topic of finding love online that I definitely
right.
would like for us to discuss. So we will go back to that topic, and we have more people that tuned in tonight. Okay, we're talking about what are the pros and cons of dating an older man or woman. Okay, and so right
so,
now.
So what are some of the pros? So what are some of the pros about dating an older woman?
They're the same. They're still the same. This is for a woman or man. These are the pros. I have two more left. They know more about love and romance. An older mate. They like endless kisses, hugs, and soft lit candles. They go the distance to make sure you're happy and satisfied. Just your kind of example, like that picnic.
Why you keep going back to the picnic, man?
I was talking about the picnic the whole show, because you know good time well none of these cats right here ain't taking these chicks on no picnic.
Man,
you got to get with an old man to get that.
I be trying to show these little young boys what they need to do, how to treat a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still, if it's cold outside, I give you my jacket. No, shiver has never been dead with me. See, but you know the way Facebook can depict the person can make women miss out on a good man. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually a good man. I cook very well. I smell nice.
Okay.
You gotta see somebody sometimes.
Oh, you're so
that ain't funny.
And again, Mel is always out on location, guys. Right now, he's down there at $2 Tuesday, Bar 41. Go down there and support Patrick
right.
down there if you're in the Macon area. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, we're chilling right now, man. It's a bar full of people. We got Marquise Daniels and all of them. And then he buying drinks for everybody, because everything is $2 anyway. You really ain't got to be in the NBA no more. Buy $2 drinks. So we chilling.
You really don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Really
he offered me a drink. He offered me a drink. I was like, I'm going to buy you a bag. So we just... we swapping out drinks.
Just switching them $2.
It's a lot of women at the bar. You know, women love top shelf drinks for $2. So you know, come to bar for the one. You know, the game's on. You know, we chilling. But you know, back to that little situation and whatever. Yada yada yada. It, you know, chivalry really isn't dead. I posted when I first bought that picnic. Well, I got picnic basket gave to me. I saw somebody post there. We're like, ooh, I got one of those. I was like, I want one of those too. They were like, what you gonna do with it? And I was like, boom, let me get one and I can show you. So you know, my homegirl, she called me and she was like, I got your picnic, you bastard. You ain't going nowhere. I was like, well, how much are you? She was like, nah, just be a man.
And you played that role really well. You did.
Like, what do you mean? I didn't play the role. I actually did exactly
what a man was
supposed to do.
Exactly right, and that's what some of these sugar daddies just
sugar daddies will pull up on you and be like, look, I got $200. What that mob do? Throw it in the circle.
You know what? What that mouth do? Okay, well.
Yeah, what that mouth do? Throw it in the circle.
From a man, for a woman's perspective of dating, and for dating an older man, this is under the love and romance. And then I also tell you what the guy said as well.
Okay.
The woman stated that, like, when she go out of town, he take care of her apartment, make sure things, and which, you know what, and that's true, and I believe
that's the sugar daddy.
But some of the younger men around here, they don't do that. They don't. I know that for
no.
The younger men is vice versa.
With the younger men. The little younger dude, he coming over there while she at work, dropping her off at work. He doing all of this, but they think that love, because, you know, these younger women, they think that love these days. They call that nigga take you to work and all that shit and drop you off and why, and he babysit his own baby. You can't babysit your own baby, man. That's your
kid.
And then he's like, well, I got to go babysit my baby. Nigga, you can't go babysit your baby.
Your own damn
baby. That's the most fucked up shit ever, though. How you babysit your own baby?
And so, the sugar dad, this is what, okay, she says that he always come to her house with flowers, and he'll set flowers on the table, chocolate, homemade gifts. Now, this is what he's done for her.
I haven't bought flowers in a long time. I don't really like care for flowers. I try to figure out what a woman likes, and, you know, through conversation. So if we talking a lot, and I know enough about you, I know there's certain things that you like. So it don't mean you got to cost a lot of money. It just don't mean that I know things about you that you like. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have to have all the diamonds and the pearls and all that. You might just like a certain type of pendant for a necklace.
That's true. Well, to our callers, please, if you guys would like to reiterate on anything that we're discussing tonight, please press 1 and we'll chime you in for sure. I'm gonna go to the last crow of being with someone older. You look good together. Besides feeling good together in public, you look great together too. Even though there have been those people who have judged, you'll be surprised that there are more people on your side than you think. Now, okay, again,
I don't know
about that either, because I do have an article basically stating, you know, about dating someone older, you know, the disadvantages, basically. Of course, when someone gets older, they tend to, you know, that older person is going to age before you. You know,
I'm going to still look good.
I feel like I'm going to still look good.
That article ain't for me.
I will say this. I dated a man when I was 26 years old. And he was 39, 40 years old. And the thing with that, he was over 10 years older than I was. And the thing about that I did not like, which is another first one to the cons, he was set in his ways. When I tell you, all it was about was staying at home, sex. That's it. That's pretty much TV. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
you were dating
like a retarded dude, man. He probably was getting like SSI.
You go straight
like
ahead.
Niggas in the military. A nigga in the military turns to sugar dads when they get 32. They just still
okay,
be in shape.
That's what it is.
But get what niggas in the military, all they want to do is just like drink beer all day and like say hoorah. And, you know, like different stuff like that, you know, be with their homeboys. And then they want their girlfriend to look real good because, you know, she got out, his wife or whatever. She got all, she's straight though because she got all his benefits. She might really never have to even worry about doing anything because she's been overseas everywhere with him, because once he married her, that makes him able to, like, that makes her able to be everywhere he goes because she gets a check also as well. So she basically turned into a housewife.
Okay.
And
yeah,
she don't really care because, you know, he making all the money, and sometimes like he goes overseas and she can't go, she stays home, and then next thing you know, she's tricking off. That's what happens.
Okay.
This shit
well,
is facts, man. I'm just telling you facts.
I mean, okay.
But if mine go to the military, let's say I'm a guy right now, I'm old as shit. If I'm dating somebody and they go to the military and they get shipped off, they got to go through all the regimen of being in the military, like as far as going overseas, then we get married or whatever. Yeah, I'm benefits cool too. But you know I'm gonna have my own, so it's gonna be like on top of mine on top of hers. Hers on top of mine, it's gonna be like a way better thing. You know what I'm saying?
What you wanna do is live
the best way you can.
Okay. So I'm gonna say with me. I definitely want to hear your answer. I don't feel like with the older man, the sex. I feel like the sex is gonna be sorry. I mean, I'm with a sugar daddy. I mean, I don't think he gonna try. He gonna be tired. You know, I don't even want to set myself up for it. I could just see a disaster when it comes to something.
It's the type of old man you talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got old men that like. They like to watch football with their homeboys. You got old men that like to still go to the club and hang out. The old man that still hang out and go to the club, he's really the one that you really got to watch out for. That's why he spends so much money on the sex, because he know his sex ain't shit. Now the old dude that just come through and he really ain't really got to spend too much money or whatever, he just charming and he look nice, he's going to break your back in. So you gotta
that would probably be the sugar daddy I want to break my back in.
You want your back broken.
He or she, they are afraid of commitment. You know, because they done been through so many different. They probably done been through a divorce. But I will say this, and this is part of the article. When you dealing with somebody older, this man or woman. You definitely don't have that kind of baby mama drama anymore because, they, first of all, the woman too old and don't feel like a fussing.
Yeah, children grown.
Yeah, children grown. So you definitely don't have to worry about that. So that's another
grown and gone.
But I was talking to this gentleman, and he was telling me, and I know he kind of sweet on me, and he's 64 years old. So he told me, he was like, you know, I don't have any kids. And I was like, well, and I was just trying to see what he was, you know, what he was going to say or whatever. And I was like, well,
right.
You know, I do want a child one day, you know, and I know I'm getting older myself. And he was like, well, yeah, I don't mind doing it. I don't mind having another, you know, my children grow. And, but,
he don't mind,
you know,
he wants to have a threesome?
No, he don't mind having
kids,
you know,
from.
Having a child. Yeah, because that's where your mind is. You know, and my thing is, what would I benefit from being with a man 64 years old? I still can't see it. He older than my mama. I can't see the benefits of it.
A woman shouldn't want. I don't think a woman should want any children after 40 years old. I don't think so.
Okay.
I just don't think she has the time nor the patience. She has a career. She should have a career.
Well, let's take a – well, you know what, Wally? Let's take a call.
We taking one with it?
Yep.
Hey,
you on the air?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Okay. So what's your take on the topic?
What?
You with an older man? You talk to an older man?
Oh no!
Look, she got the real giggle.
She laughing.
Why you getting so hard?
You might be with him now.
Nah, I don't know who she with.
Cause she laughing hard. You want us to come back to you?
Hey, we might got to come back to her.
She got to give it. I don't know what she got going.
She got a real give about.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it.
She's still laughing.
She's she's still laughing. Okay, we got okay. Well, let's take another call. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
I'm all right. I'm just listening to the conversation, and it's funny to me. It's real funny to me.
Why is it so funny?
Because I'm listening to some things y'all say, especially about the sugar daddy and the young man. Okay, now this is my point of take of it. Okay, sugar daddy that's catching the club, buying her drink. It ain't because the man dick ain't working right. It's because my man plan on getting fucked up and getting her fucked up to fuck her. He don't have to pay for it because he already showed us what he's worth. You know, in
right.
The club he showed already. Now, the Negro that's outside flexing outside the club, maybe driving he got a Corvette. Now, my man might have been in the Chrysler 300 in the club, but yeah, she going to go home with the man in the Chrysler 300 before she go with dude in the Corvette because, hey, he look like money, he smell like money, but at the end of the day, it ain't money. But she knows
right.
That sugar daddy right there, if she called for him, even if she gives the ass up the first night, she call on him. Anytime he's there. Now the young brother, he might work at McDonald's or he doing some landscaping work. Okay, that's cool and everything. She called him on the Tuesday and Wednesday looking for $20 for lunch. This Negro might say, I ain't got it right now. You know?
Right.
Hey,
right.
That sugar daddy ain't going to say that. That man going to say, all right, baby, give me about 5-10 minutes and I'm going to go on down here the first
time. You're going to make it happen.
You dig it.
You're going to make it happen.
So,
I agree.
You know, it's pros and cons to it now dealing with the older man, you know, for a younger woman. She got to deal with the bullshit. She got to deal with 9 times out of 10, he got 4 kids or better because he's older. So she going to have to deal with his shit, not his baby mama shit, but his shit she going to have to deal with. You got to still worry about when he go out at the club. Women going to want the same thing you got. So of course they going to holler at him. Not a young dude. Yeah, he gonna buy it. If he not a dope boy, a baller like that, if he ain't got that cake like that, he out of luck.
Yeah,
he's out of
right.
luck.
Yeah.
You
he
know,
will.
So, I mean, go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, this is a con. This is another con, basically that people compare your mate to your mother or your father or their mother or father figure.
I don't want no woman in America like my mama.
I'm not even comparing. It ain't a woman alive that can probably even come a smidgen as far as coming to my mom. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
you
it might be some qualities that I find in her that I find in my
yeah.
mama, but it ain't gonna be nothing like comparing. Now you can probably compare like past relationship with women. And try to build that woman into that woman. Because, you know, most times when you've been in a long relationship, you tend to get fond of that woman and you want to look for that quality in other women that she could possibly possess. And you try to instill that in her. But other than that, I ain't trying to compare nobody to my mama because it ain't going to never be nobody comparable to that. That's like irreplaceable.
Right.
Like,
I dig that.
That's like fine
trying
china. You know what I'm saying? That's like fine china.
Me.
You feel me?
Yeah, I ain't trying to teach her now. Now, if her mama
exactly.
ain't raised her right to be fine china, damn, you can't turn the dollar into a shiny penny.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
And at the same time with that, you know, it starts first with the parents. So, you know, you're raising these women, you're raising your little girls to be women. It's a lot of women that are raising their children up right now, you know what I'm saying? They not raising their child to be a woman, you know what I'm saying? It's majority
yeah.
of some of them is something that's sending them to college and they tell them the right thing to do. But a majority of them is, like, as far as, like, making go, man, these women out here in the club,
yeah.
they chilling.
All right, this is what I feel about old making. Now, this is what I feel about the MGTOW at its finest. Lord have mercy. I'm from Savannah, Georgia. Okay. Making is funny to me. Okay, making is straight funny to me. I dig making because I love making. I've grown to love making because, I mean, every corner you turn around, it's something funny happening in making, okay? half of these women that make, I ain't gonna lie, some of the women that making is gullible. Okay, very gullible. And you know, I can't help they hanging with their daughter. You know, and,
right.
I mean, I've done a lot of things at, you know, Whiskey River or whatnot, and I mean, some of the I'm gonna use the young boy term, the thoughts that I have seen. Well, hell, it might be a thought too.
Yes, mama be a thought.
I mean, the apple
is
the
queen. It be a
queen
with
thoughts.
It be a
mama is the queen of thought.
Yeah, she the leader of the thought.
Yeah.
But you know, but at the end of the day, that's fine and dandy. You know what I'm saying? Because you know they gonna get with the type of person that they attracted. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, you know, you see a lot of women always saying stuff like, I'm tired of dating the thugs and I'm tired of doing this. I'm going to get me an older man. You know, they really don't want that older man because they still going to think that they're going to think the older man going to be, they're going to get a thug old man. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get an old drug dealer instead of the young drug dealer. And the old drug dealer ain't going to do nothing but get canker. And then, you know, he going to still be doing the drug dealer shit. So he's just going to be fucking her and, like, shooting a little $40, $50 hand, you know, buying a little jade that come out.
Man.
That ain't shit. That ain't shit to a nigga making $1,000 a week, $2,000, $3,000 a week, $100 in his pocket. That ain't shit.
You did.
So that's okay, man. He can have four women just like that. He can have 4 25-year-olds, and he can buy all the Jordan that come out on Saturday. He still ain't spent $1,000 yet, and he ain't got to go, I don't know, date with them or nothing. And he can shoot them $50 to get their nails and their toes did. And then, you know, at the end of the week, he done probably fucked all on one time a week. And then he repeat the same shit every week. And he's great. He's satisfied.
That is why it's so easy. That is why it's so easy here in Macon. I go say it. Here in Macon, it is so easy for a young G. Now, mind that a young man got to be a G for one. He got to be playlistic, you know. I mean, he got to know his odds and ends for a young G to get pussy here and make it. Because, shit, I wouldn't.
Man,
young,
you ain't got a G, man. You can be the lamest nigga in the world to fucking make it, man.
And get some make and making. And then,
man,
you know,
that's right. And it's because of women. Because, you know, then, but you know, most of all the real men, Ryan, they get talked about. Or like put through the record. You know what I'm saying? But that's because
But guess why you gonna get talked about?
They don't got no chance with you. You know what I'm saying?
Because half of the real men that they said it was, guess where they at? They locked up. I tell them quick. I want to be lame for one that is. I want to be lame. Because the lame niggas is getting the fine women. They getting these fine girls. They getting these girls that got good daggone jobs. Man, I'm not eating off a woman now because I got my own money. But, hell, she got a good damn job. She got a good damn job. You know, I don't believe in the 50-50.
Right.
I believe in the 100-100. Because if we're doing 50-50, where the hell your other 50 going at?
So I'm trying to see.
So I do 100-100.
Yeah.
So if she can do 100-100 with me, hell, she ain't going to need no sugar daddy. Daddy gonna be
she
right
gonna, she ain't going to want, yeah. Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
That's a good saying,
100-100.
Now that's
50-50. Yeah, okay. I wanted 100-100.
Where the other
50
going?
If I'm only splitting that 50-50. Yeah, where the other 50 going?
That's,
I could
that's
go 100.
We need to be
200.
Okay. We need to be 200.
Okay, so you know that.
I got 50 left after I put my 50.
Okay.
I feel you on
okay.
that, bro.
Where the other 50 going at? You feel me? You know, hell,
exactly.
I can do anything I want to, but now you got cats that's in relationships that won't even put their whole 100, and they got kids with the women, which I see here making these Negroes don't mind putting a baby in anything around here. I'm
man,
just like,
hey, look,
ooh-wee.
Bruh, man, there's so many pregnant women around here, and they okay with just being baby mamas.
I
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
them, and then, but then they get to arguing with other women talking about, you know, who their baby daddies is and all that. But then they get to say,
but
hey, he ain't
the man
even,
of them up half American.
Yeah, and he ain't even saying shit. He ain't even taking up for the baby.
No, because your baby daddy going to be right there, right down there, sensations the same night that she walk in. Next day, she going to be doing, hey, baby, you going to buy me this? Or he going to buy a bottle? And she going to be cuddling under his arms, going right back with him. You know, that's what I'm like,
exactly.
Man. It's funny down here. It is very funny, but
oh, so
I love it.
So,
I
so, it ain't, so it's not like that. So it's not like this in Savannah. It's not like that in Savannah.
Savannah, I'm going to tell you what type of clowns you got in Savannah. Savannah, a sugar daddy is the only one that's going to get some pussy down there in Savannah anyway. Because everything down there is a paymaster because you're either working for the, and I'm not going to lie, I was a sugar daddy at one time, you know, yeah, I did that.
All right. Will you go ahead and stay on for when the show over with? Let me holler at you 101.
I can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, are you trying to pick up you a sugar daddy, nigga? God, nigga,
hey,
damn.
Hey, you know, it ain't.
But you better have that tick, but that's a whole bunch.
They said, I heard.
You seen her before, what?
Man,
you don't
think I think she'll break me, man.
Bye.
I think she might break me, but the only thing
big
is,
old booty,
hey, that you know, I can handle it. You know, they'll call me king for nothing, man.
Bye. That's what I tell you now, boy.
You might got to
take off a leg, buddy, to get up in there, boy.
Yes, sir. Devil right on all time.
Well, you stay on that call then, okay?
You don't have to go through that, Virgo. Mm.
All right.
So, Nikki, you would drive all the way to Savannah for a sugar daddy?
I got two calls, so it don't matter.
Girl,
you ain't got to go that far.
He'll come to you.
Well, I'm coming to the beach by the airport, right there by what that is, Spud Divis. Nigga, right up in that area. Yeah. We're going to have to eat before we do anything now. I don't like doing nothing on the empty stomach.
You don't like doing nothing on the empty stomach.
That's when you really going to have to pay for it when you can't perform. Oh, no, I need $200 for this bill, $300 for this bill, and nickel that nice purse I seen right there in Mason. Yeah, you're going to have to cough up some cash, man.
Well, we have two more cons. Okay, then the first one is they feel like they had a power in the relationship, personally and professionally. Because they feel like they've won up you because they've been out there and longer than a younger person has, so they feel like they can one up you. Okay, and they are not the life of the party. You know, you and of course, like I stated when I dated somebody older.
Now you're gonna say like the older man is not the life of the party.
I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective. Now you've been with a cougar and she was the life of the party. I mean, now, if you had,
I don't like any other life of the party type people. Like, people can get me misconstrued by wanting to be, folk be like, oh, you the life of the party, but I'm just outspoken or whatever. But especially like as far as like people think you're gonna be the same type nigga that you is on Facebook. Because they see that a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, I mean, I joke and I kid a lot on Facebook because they're my happy personality. But if I'm out, I'm more the laid back, in the cut, quiet, not really saying much type guy. But, you know,
but
if I'm comfortable with you and we talking.
Facebook ain't nothing but a social site that people just
Exactly. You're supposed to be thinking.
Like, you think, like, everybody rich on Facebook. Okay? Do you really
it'd be anything. Yeah, it'd be all of that. Instagram, any of that.
Yeah, everybody rich. And then when you finally see the person for who they are, you like, damn. But see, you can't go off of Facebook. You gotta go check that out yourself.
I did that today, man. I was on, I was on Instagram.
Okay.
I seen the girl. On Instagram, you know, and, you know, she had shot with me or whatever. You know, I say her hair or whatever. And, you know, she got all these followers, and then she all cute and everything. So I'm thinking when I get over that, she going to be still the same cute person. And she wasn't the same cute person that I seen. And then, you know, you can't get the fugazi going on. So I don't believe in none of that shit. And then, you know, I'm starting to think Facebook more for women now. I said that because, you know, Facebook is like full of drama and turmoil or whatever, and people want to be in everybody's business, you know what I'm saying? They asking all about people that they ain't got nothing to do with. So,
right.
You know, and then they ain't hearing none of this from the horse's mouth. All of a sudden, they're going off his hearsay. So it's a woman's sport now on Facebook. So that's why I go on, I tell my little joke to get people's attention, but I'm gonna hit them again with some hair or something like that that pertains to my business, because that's the only way I know how to get it out there. But sometimes,
right.
That's why, you know, that's why folks be like, why you don't post on Facebook no more? I be like, man, I ain't got time to post on Facebook, because women post on Facebook. I ain't fans like that no more. Now, if I was on there trying to get women, I'd be on there posting like that, but I ain't trying to get no women. I'm trying to get money.
Thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just a lot of them out there. It's a lot of thirsty ones out there.
I got tried the other day, you know what I'm saying? I almost got to fussing with the girl. She was like, why I can't love you like that? I was like, what you mean? I was like, I'm gonna say no. They like literally like you got to fussing with me. Like I can't do this with you. It's stupid, man. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid. I'm playing the game though. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing the game.
you got to do what you do. Facebook, for me, Facebook is a site, really, that I only thing I do is blast. I blast my motorcycle club. I ain't going to lie. I blast the hell out of it.
What club are you with?
I'm with Kings of the South.
Okay.
I'm a king.
They ain't got a sound. So you're not a, what they call them, the G-Riders.
I'm with Kings of the South, dog.
This is the only all-male motorcycle group?
Yes, all-male Harley motorcycle club. You have to own a Harley to ride with us.
Oh, that's cool, man. Damn, I wish I had a Harley.
That's what I'm talking about. And I like to ride on the back. You can get on the back of me one.
Yes, sir. I got one for you.
You got one for me.
Damn.
You know.
I rolled on the back of a knee.
Oh, yeah. You got
yeah.
Sugar Daddy. You got a Harley, man. Look how he hit Nicky with it. I got you, though. Come on down here.
You know, the boy had to get a little deeper, you know.
Come on down here.
Yes,
then he real smooth with it. Then he real smooth with it. He was like, come on down, y'all.
Way smooth with it.
He left the E off the hill. He was like, come on down, her.
Okay.
Well, when nigga tell you some shit like that, nah, boy, that nigga really mean business, boy.
Yes, sir.
But Laverne is crazy, too, now.
I'm in the Macon chapter because we haven't started the Savannah chapter. We in Atlanta, our mother chapter, and I'm in the Macon chapter, you know.
Oh, it's some women with harness? So you got women with harness? Those are queens of the South.
Queens of the South are all male.
Let me know when y'all throwing a party.
July 15th, we have our royal bash. July 15th, 2018.
Where gonna be at?
It's gonna be. We're gonna do the Royal Bash at Harley Davidson South Lake, right there by South Lake Mall in Monroe, and then
that's not far from me. That's not far from where I live.
We're gonna hold the party right there at Kingdom 78, right there in downtown Atlanta, off Joseph E. Boone, right by the stadium, you know, Kings of the South.
That was up.
78.
All right, well, that's what's up. Well, you know, we definitely...
I'm still a motorcycle, though, you know what I'm saying?
Keep me posted. Inbox me. Let me know, because I'll definitely be there. I like to represent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
you
would enjoy everything we do. Thank y'all.
I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, man.
Calling in.
Appreciate you calling, bro.
Yes, I appreciate y'all.
All right. Okay, well, Nikki, we had a great show tonight. I'm here. We had a great show tonight.
Yeah.
And we're
about to wrap it up, man.
We're going to turn up Tuesday, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight.
You can catch me. You can't be out because I ain't through plugging myself, B.
I'm sorry.
You can catch me at exoticplushhair.storyenvy.com. You can catch me at lacefrontkiller on Facebook. On Twitter. You can catch me at exoticplushhair, one word, on Instagram. You can catch me at Miguel Esperanza on Facebook, and you can catch me at Miguel Mailman Esperanza on Facebook. And you can catch Nikki D wherever I be, because that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? I love her to death, man.
Exactly.
She gave me a good opportunity, man.
I love man to death. And we thank you guys for calling in and tuning in. And don't forget, if you want to hear the show again, go back on there. And for those, I know I saw a couple more callers, please feel free to call in every week. Now that I know how to do it, I definitely challenge you guys in. And we love you guys and have a good night.
Peace.